Jason Taylor, and also he's working very, very sick, so he presents the course soon.
Okay, let's start Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Kalim. We'll start with the Rav, and here and there we'll look at the Rash as well, because a lot of what the Rav brings is from the Rash. The Mishnah says, Avos HaTumos HaSheret V'Shichva Zera Utmei Meis V'Mitzor Utmei Sfaro Umei Chatas Shein Behem Kidei Hazaya. The Mishnah lists five cases of Avos HaTumah, and the Mishnah is going to go Min HaKala HaChomer, that is, that this Mishnah is going to discuss the lowest level of Avos HaTumah in terms of what they can do and how they can be metame, the scope of their koach to be metame. And then, continuing with Mishnah Beis, Lamala Mehem, Lamala Mehem, so we get increasingly more chamur. So the lowest severity of Avos HaTumah are Sheretz, Shichva Zera, Tmei Meis. Mitzor Meis Faro means that the Mitzorah, he wasn't Mitzorah Mukhlat. Mukhlat means that he was already pronounced as Tamei, and now he's beginning to heal. The Kohen sees that the Nega went away. So he starts a procedure where he's going to become Torah completely. So the first stage has already been done. And now he has to do another 7 days, where it says that he's going to count 7 more days and he comes back again. On the 8th day he brings the Kabbalah. That's the culmination of Tahara. So that's called Mesfaro. So he's not as strict a Metame as when he was completely considered to be a Tamei, a Mitzvah Mukhlat. That's called Mesfaro. That's why it's only going to be Metame the Maga. And then the next case, Mechatas Shein Behem Kidei Hazoya. Mechatas is the ash mixed with water, ash of the Paraduma mixed with the Mayim Chayim. And if it doesn't have Kedei HaZoya, the amount that you used to sprinkle, the shear, then it's considered less chamor. The next Mishnah is going to mention Yesh Bo Kedei HaZoya, so there's a difference between the amount of the Mechatas that you have. All these cases are Re'elu Mitam Adem Bekelen B'Maga U'Klicheres Ba'Avir. All of these Avos HaTumah are Mitam Adem Bekelen only through Maga, not Masa, as the Mishnah would say. It's Mitame Adam Bekelem B'Maga. What about Klicheres? Klicheres, it's not Mitame, we'll see, Pashtus, not Mitame Migabo, certainly, B'Maga. But there's a Chidush that you're Mitame Ba'avir. So if it's in the Avir Klicheres, then the Klicheres becomes Tame. That's a Chidush by Klicheres. So that's, again, what this can do. These of us at Tumah can Mitame Klicheres B'Avir. The Ein Mitame B'Masa. Because all these cases, the Torah doesn't mention the din of Masa, only mentions Maga. Now, before we even go through the cases one by one in the Rav, so we have the notion of Avos HaTumah. This sets the tone for the entire Perek, Avos HaTumah. So there's a comment here on the Gra's on the side, Eliyahu Rabba's the Gra. What is the definition of an Av HaTumah? Really, the Gemara Bava Kama emphasizes, when they see the expression in the Mishnah anywhere, Avos, that implies that there are derivative categories that we call Todos. We find Avos by Nezikin, Arba Avos Nezikin, beginning of Bava Kama. We have by Shabbos as well, Lamites Avos Melachos. You have it by Shavuos, and you have it here. The Gemara Bava Kama quotes our Mishnah, Avos HaTumah. And the Gemara explains it. Sometimes Todos say Kayotze Behen, sometimes Todos say Lav Kayotze Behen. That's the whole sugi in the Bava Kama, to try to understand what about Banezikin. The Todos of the Avos Nezikin, are they Kayotze Behen or not? Shabbos, the din is the Todos are Kayotze Behen, and by Tumah, the Todos are not. So what's the notion of an Av? Says the Gra, Avos Nikru Hamitamin Adam Bekelim. Avos Todos Emitamin Adam Bekelim. So when it comes to Tumah, the definition of an Av is that which has the power to metame Adam v'kelim. And Todos, in other words, what's derivative of the Av touches something, and that becomes a v'lada tumah rishon. So rishon cannot mitami adam became only ochel maske. Adam v'keilim can only become tumah through an avatumah, not through a rishon tumah. Now there's a chiddush here that I think we should spell out in this comment of the Gra, and it's because it's a misconception. People, I think, make this mistake when you associate the Russian avatumah, but versus rishon tumah or v'toldah. One could think the following: an av means the source of the tumah itself, that the where it emanates from. That's the av. And the toldah by tumah is that it was mekabel the tumah from the av. Yes, you know, the average person hasn't really spent time, you know, learning in any way these inyanim. So you hear the expression avatumah. That's what people might say. Avatumah, the source of the tumah. Toldah is when it was mekabel from the av. I don't think that's correct. And you can see examples on both sides where the equation does not add up. L'masel. In the source of Avos HaTumah here, we mentioned Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis is the source of the Tumah. What's the source of the Tumah? The Meis itself. The person who touches the Meis, who is mekabel it from the Meis, and yet he's called Avatum. Ni'idach Gisa. You have cases where the Tumah, or actually, here's another example. Okay, another example like this. Mishkach Hazav. Pashtus. Here you could be, maybe it could be Docha the Raya, but Mishka Vazav, Pashtus, it's Mekabel the Tumah from the Zav, and yet it's an Avatum. Other examples? Any other example? What? Kalim. Okay. It's the same, that's like Haviavos, Chayav Kecholo. Yeah. So here you have Boel Nida, right? We'll see also in the list in the parent. Boel Nida, someone has relations with a Nida. Sehini does a love. He becomes an Avatum, a Pashtus. He's Makabal the Tumah from the Nida, and yet his status is Avatum. So here you see that it can be Makabal Tumah, but the level of the Tumah is Av. Me'idach Gisa, you can have a situation where l'chora, you're talking about the tumah itself, the makor tumah, and then only be a rishon tumah. L'masel, someone who's taking the soil azazel out. The mishalech is the soil azazel, yichavis begadav, he's tumah al erev. Soil azazel is a live animal. L'chora not be'etzim a source of tumah. An animal is a balchai, when it's alive, it's not a source of tumah. The answer is, the involvement itself, this process, the mishalech, that's what the tumah emanates from, the maisa that this person is doing. And yet, what is his status? He's tamei out of every submission of the tumah. He's not mitamei adam b'keil. Same thing, someone's a misasik in the paraduma, shelo litzorech. So then he becomes a rishon l'tumah. According to rishonim, many rishonim, most rishonim, we'll see in the Rav and the Rash, a balkeri himself. The shech lazer is yotzei migufo. And yet a balkari is all considered rishon l'tumah. So again, what do you see? That you can be, on the one hand, you can be makabel tumah from something else. The source is outside of yourself, and you can be an av. And you're mitami adam b'keil. And you can be the source of the tumah itself. You're misasik b'paraduma, misasik b'parmanisraf, misim nisrafim, saralazazam, you can be a rishon l'tumah, balkari, rishon l'tumah. So what do you see? That it's a different agdara. Avatum means that status. It's like a question of a hierarchy. That itself. Don't put more, you know, into it than that itself. That's the extent of it. An avatum means that it has the level that it can tamei adam b'keilim. And toldah is that it's no. Its status is that it's not tamei adam b'keilim. That's what the Gra says. But it's not totally be'etzim in whether you're makabutum or you're the source of the tum. That's what we have to say. Now let's see the Rav, you know, one by one in the Mishnah. Avos HaTumah HaSheretz. So the first in the list is Sheretz. What are we referring to here? Shmona Shratzim HaKsuvim B'Pashas Ha'iba Yom HaShmini HaCholad V'Achbar So there's a list over there. Hachoyev v'achba v'atzav v'mineyu v'koach v'hanoka v'koach v'haruta v'chomet v'atinshamas. Those are the eight. Hein avos hatuma v'tame adam v'kelim hanogim behem v'mosa. To metame either Adam or Kayan that touch them, bimosam, when they're dead, as the pasuk says, bimosam. Vishiwa letame bekladasha. So again, in other words, it's not any sheretz, it's not within that list. It's not pshat, it's like nevela. Nevela, the pshat is, any animal that dies is metame. That's what nevela means. And by sheretz, it's not that way. Sheretz, it's these specific enumerated sheretzim. V'shiur l'tami v'kadasha. What's the shiur? So the shiur the Gemara runs out is adasha. How do we know adasha? Shekin achomet chilas b'yosa v'kadasha. In the list you have chomet, and when it's the initial comes into the world, it's the shiur adasha. So we say that that's therefore the shiur for that amount of the flesh of any of these animal of these shrotzim. That shiur, which is the shiur of chomet, when it's Tchilas b'yaso, that's the shiur tzmitami. Avo eivorim englehem shiur, afil pachus mikadashem na sheret tzmitami. That's as far as, let's say, if you have a chves, the basar, the flesh, so you shiur tzadasha. But the eivorim, there's another hagdara, another halacha, the eivorim, you don't need a shiur. You have to know exactly what the pshat is. It's like, because it's chashiva, it's like a beria, or b'chav, the whole din shiur was not said, Binogei Ivarim, whatever you say, that's different. The Eivar Sholem of the Shratzim is Metame even left in this year. Okay. V'davka kishehulach, Hasheretz Metame, another rule here, Gabi Sheretz, it's only when it's moist, Eine Metame Yavesh. Dechsi v'chosh yipo lov mehem b'mosam, ke'en mosam. So that's how we learn it out, ke'en mosam. And then it's lach. So therefore, it's only mitame when it's like that. That's the din of sheretz. If you look in the Rash brings another interesting, a couple of other things. One of them specifically I want to highlight, the Nogea sheretz. Brings from the Gemara in Chulin. First he mentions that there are a couple of other things that the Gemara is marba from the word l'minehu, and then he says avo achbar shel yam lo mitame da al ha'aretz k'siv k'dashinan hasam. What is he saying? The Gemara points out in Chulin that every creature that you have in on land, you have a counterpart in the yam. That's where Hashem created the world. So there is a counterpart to every creature on the earth, there's Bayam. So if you have, for example, an Achbar that the Torah mentions by Shmona Shratzim in the list, that's the Achbar that we know of, the mouse, is also a water mouse. And so with the others as well. So there's a halacha based on the word on the earth that teaches us that the Achbar Shayam is not Mitamah. It's only the Shmona Shratzim in the land form, not in the counterpart in the water. That they're not in the tongue. So part of the question here, just to understand Pshat. I understand. When it comes to Nevela, so any animal, you tell me the animal, whatever it is, it's Nevela, it's Mitame. So what about that animal in the yam? Obviously it's not Mitame. Why not? Is it because also because of a pasuk? The Gemara never discusses the issue. A horse is an avela, is metamed. So chves, whatever it's a seahorse or whatever it might be in the yam, that's the equivalent of a horse. So why don't you need a pasuk there also to teach me that nevela of the behemo or the chaya in the water form would not be metamed? Only here, when it comes to Shmona Shratzim, do we need to learn out of a pasuk that says, for example, Achba Shriyam is not Mitame because it's Allah Aretz. What's the difference? So I think the answer is Pashut. Very Pashut. there's a very big difference between the nature of Tumas Nevela and the nature of Tumas Shmonis Shvatzim. Nevela is the pshat, the Nevela, the fact that it's Nevela of a behemoth v'chaya, that's what's metamed. New, if it's in the water, it could be a horse in the water. That's not Nevela, that's a dog. It's a fish. What's going to define whether it's kosher? Forget for a second tuma. Machos or suras. It's not because kesis. Clear. If you look in Siman in Yerodea, Pei Gimel, I think, Dagim. It's not because kesis. That's the definition in terms of kosher. So, the fact that you call it a kelev, because it's a kelev of the sea, what difference does it make? But it's a dog. A dog is clearly not metame. Just like water is metame. It's shaykh to the water. From the perspective of it being a dog doesn't, to the contrary, there's no concept of nevela by dog. There's no din of shechita. So obviously, what are you going to say? Nevela in the animal in its water form is going to be tamed as nevela. The whole notion of nevela is foreign to the kingdom of fish, and therefore the whole concept is a non-starter. There's no need for a pasuk to be mayit. It's a kelev shebayam or a sus shebayam or whatever it is, because the yisod of the tumah is not the shame of the creature; it's the yisod of it being a nevela. But when it comes to fish, the whole concept of a nevela being mitame is not negeya, because a dog is not mitame. A dog's flesh is not mitame. What's the difference over here? But sheretz, the chorid of sheretz, not that it's a din of nevela. It's a din of that shame. That shame of choled, but most so it's metame, and whatever it might be, the achbar, the achbar is metame, the most so. So it's not mitzad nevela. It's the shame hasheret that's metame. So therefore, one could have thought that if I have an achbar shebayam, it's also an achbar. So maybe that's also metame. That's why you need a special alacha that tells me ala aretz. That the achbar that's on the aretz is mitame mishum sheretz, and not the achbar shebayam. I think it's pashut. That's what I think you have to say. Okay, that's one of the things that the Rash adds. He has a couple of other things as well. You'll take a look and see. Let's go on to the next point in the Rav. Now we talk about shichva zera. The second thing in the list is shichva zera. Zot the Rav, davka shichva zera the Yisrael the gadol. So there's two things the Rav wants to point out. Shichva Zera is metame only that of a Jew. And secondly, of a Gadol. Gadol here doesn't mean 13, it means Shabiyasu Bia, meaning 9 and up. That's what the Gemara has many times. Yivamis and other places that a Ben Tes is Biyasu Bia. Avo de Nachri, so now we'll afuke what he says, Shay Yisrael. Nachri eina metama fil medrabanan. The kirish nachri tohar gamur. The carry of a guy is completely tohar. What is the rabbi adding after the rabban? There's a second chiddush here. In other words, like this. Number one, that it's only Yisrael with the raisa. That's only Zerah Yisrael. But what does it mean with rabban? Like this, because the din is that the chacham will go there that Goyim amitame kezavin. So this is a din tum midrabanam like a zav. What's the racha by a zav? We all know. Discussed when we had 2 days ago. Something called mayanos shozav. The fluids that come out of the discharge, bodily discharges of a zav, are mitame. Roko, shich mazaro. So therefore, if you have a din midrabanam, that an akum is considered kezav, then lechor there should be a din of mayanos hazav, and shich mazaro. So that din drabbanan that makes him a zav should never have a din drabbanan shich mazara is metame. So the Gemara has in Nida that the Chum dafka left that out of the gzera. They want to create a hecker between that which they were midrabbanan making them a zav and that which midrash is considered a zav, and therefore they dafka said the shich mazara is not going to be metame. So therefore the din mitzad shich mazara itself is not metame because the ikar din, and then even mitzad the gzera drabbanan as well. It's tohar gamur. That's the din mitzad goy. What about cotton? V'chein shechva zaro shel cotton nami lo mitame. And also, so katan is not mitame dichsiv. Ki seitze mimenu shechva zera, v'ish ki seitze mimenu shechva zera. Oh, it says, oh ish. What did they have here? A ha'ara. I don't know, where's the ha'ara here on the rav?
Underneath the
gra. Underneath where? Underneath the gra. Oh, ish. Asher titzene shechva zera. So that's from Pashas Emor. And then the Tosiyot with Magia, another pasuk, the ish ki seitzei men, that's mitzora. That sounds like the more the drasha, the more quotes. Okay, either way, it's the word ish. Ish velo katan, meaning what? Katan pachas iben teisha shanim v'yom echad. The aim via so bia. Again, so the shear is from 9 and up. There is a chidush of the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach, the Negea Chala. Sounds like he says that even less than 9, there's a din of tuma, a shichva zera, the Negea Freshes Chala, and so on. It can be Negea there. The shayla is chayot mefurish not that way. So I think what you have to say, the stomach they pointed out on the bottom, Machzah Shekel and others, that there's a difference between the Sheikh Vazar b'metami others and the person himself, the Baal Keri. So what the Magen Avraham is saying is, in terms of the Gavra himself, if you can have a situation very unusual, but less than 9, that he himself has Sheikh Vazar come out, then there'd be a problem. But what we're saying here, we might the Sheikh Vazar of a Pachas in Ben Tes, in terms of mitami someone else. Midrabanan could be. I'm not sure. I mean, that din is Rabbanan, that everyone's talking about, yeah. But according to that, but based on that,
that's the time that the lesson been test.
Yeah. So I don't know, I'm not sure. They have to look it up. I'll tell you what it is. It's in Simon, somewhere. Tough and Dalin, I think it is. Tafnun Zayin, Sivkat Zayin. You see the Magen Avraham there, and the Nosei Kelim on the side. Now, what's the shear? In terms of Sheretz, he pointed out the shear was Adasha, typically. What about the shear of Sheikh Vazeretz Mitameh? The shear, so here you have a difference. The shear, the Roe, the Mashu, Afil Kein Chado, the Roe himself. The shear is the smallest amount, even ken chardo, mustard seed, very, very mashu. Lenogea b'kardasha. So there's a difference between the shear shech v'zot mitame for the roe himself, even if mashu, or someone else. V'dav, another halacha, v'dav kashir, the Gemara runs out because they're hekesh to sheretz. Because in the one of the psukim that we saw, it says sheretz together with shech v'zot in the same pasuk, in Emor. So we went out. So we said that case is talking about the Nogeya, and the Shir is Kadasha, just like Sheretz. Okay. And it's Umid. Another thing. Then Vedafka b'Shechvazer Lacha Mitama. The same Shechvazer Bruy Lazvia. So if it's Lacha, is Bruy Lazvia, but not if it's dried up. This is also Nogeya the issue after 3 days. That's what the sugya that in Shabbos Peivav is about. That in terms of Matan Torah, they had to wait 3 days to Kabbal Torah, to be purged from their wives, because otherwise the women could conceivably become tummy, the Poletus Sheikh Vazera within 3 day period, because that's when it's really Lazriya, after that it's considered Sarucha, and it can't be Mazriya. So you need really Lazriya. Now the Rav is Medayik something very, very interesting. This here is also from the Rash. Midaloka Chashiv Tana Didan, Balkeri. In the list, it doesn't mention Baal Keri himself as an avatum. That means he's mitami adam mekela. Shemamina de eino ela rishon l'tum. That a Baal Keri is not an av. He's only a rishon. Means he cannot be mitame adam mekela. He can only be mitame ochen umashke. V'ach itnan himself v'sachazavim perkei Baal Keri kemaga sheretz. The Rabbi Elavishan, the status of Baal Keri is the same status as a Maga Sheretz. Someone touches a Sheretz, becomes a Rishon. So the Baal Keri himself is only a Rishon. So that's the deal, that the Mishnah doesn't mention Baal Keri, that means it's only a Rishon. The Gemara neither discusses what's the nature of a Baal Keri. Is it like he's Nogea, or is it something else? So Lechora, you could say that Lechora, if he's a Rishon, that sounds like it's because he's Nogea. Even though normally Maga Beis Hashem is not called Maga because it's internal, but that's a Chiddush over here, that it is considered a Maga, but it's a Geder of a Maga. So that certainly works well if the idea of a Baal Keri is like Maga. But if it's Tosfos and Nida, I think it's Velcha Deraya, even if you say that Tumah is not based on Maga. In other words, it's like we brought a Raya before, that you can be the source of the Tumah and still be a Rishon in a Chananik. But Tachazah, you don't have to be in an order, that doesn't have to prove for sure that that's where you're Rishon. You can be the source of the Tumah and still be a Rishon. But Lamaisa the Gemara raises that Shai, what's the Gether of the Tumah? The fact that there's a different Shia is interesting. The fact that Shia is a Mashu. So again, could be that sounds like it's a different Hagdara, but maybe not. Even though the Maga normally is Adasha, but this Maga, it's not Hukash to Sheretz. So the Shira is there for Mashu. So these are, in Yonam Betting, one need that, delves into exactly the nature of the Tumas Balkari. But this much we see in the Rishonim here, that the status is only a Rishon. He's not Mitami Adam, the Caleb. Right. The next case in the Mishnah, the next example given, is Tamei Meis. Zakhtarach. What does it mean, Tamei Meis? What are we referring to? Adam Shenitma B'Meis. We're dealing with a case of an Adam that became Tamei with a Meis. But the Afuke, what case is not included in the words of the Mishnah? Avo Kalim Shenagu B'Meis. Kalim that touched the Meis, Hein K'Meis Atzma. They are like the Meis, meaning that Nugea Behen Nasa Avatuma. They're like what we shouldn't refer to as Aviavos Atuma. That's the Xeris HaKasr of Cherev HaRei U'Kecholo. That a Keli that touches a mace is itself considered like a mace and therefore can make someone an Avatuma, just like a mace can. Now, what does the Rav mean to say? So why can the Mishnah mean that too? So of course, Sefetz Metani Abin Kelim. Oh, but Cholim means like this. Because the Mishnayos later on, right, go on to talk about the chumrah of mace, right, when you get to the hierarchy, so you go l'malaman, 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 and then you get to mace atzmo, that's mitami, not just b'maga, but also what? B'ohel, l'mashu b'ohel, and it's mitami tumas shiva. So, that means that what we have in the beginning of the list, which is the less severe, doesn't have that. It's not mitami b'ohel. So the Rav is assuming here the following, that the din of cherev haril kecholo means that the kli becomes exactly like the mace in every respect, not just that's mitame adam to be an avatuma, but that it's mitame shiva and it's mitame ba'olam. And that special halacha doesn't come till later on in the list. So that cannot be included in the Mishnah here by saying Tamei Meis. That's the chor of the assumption of the Rav here. But Meis is not a pashta thing. There are shitas that limit the scope of the din of Cherev Kecholo. This is, I think, the Rambam Shita. Maybe the Gro also. We'll see the Gro in a second. That Meis Cherev Kecholo does not mean it's k'meis l'chol davar, it's not metami ba'ohel. And therefore, perhaps you can even put into the list of tami meis here, because the chumrah that's mentioned later on in the Mishnah, tumas shiva and ohel, maybe does not apply in the case of cherev kecholo. And again, the Rav is assuming not that way. Another thing that you see in the Rav, when the Rav says kelim, without distinguishing between what kelim, that means that the Rav is holding that any kelim have the status of what they touch. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is not that way. The Rash already points this out. Rabbeinu Tam holds that cherev kechol is only said by one type of kli matchis. If that were the case, then you could say that the case of our Mishnah is really even kelim shenit mugmeis, but not kli matchis. That would be like Meis Atzmo, and that would be the time. Oh, let's say, but this is called another case. And the Rav doesn't distinguish, because the Rav is Lushitasa. The Rav in many other cases, Mishnayis and Aulis and other places, takes like on like the shita that doesn't matter kli machas others. That's a famous machokis of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen. He wrote to Rabbeinu Tam, Eza Bais Asher Tivnoli. If you're going to say like any kli that not of the mace or was an oil or mace becomes like the mace, like I can't go anywhere, I can't live anywhere. It's Matan Ba'oel and it's Matan Shiva and it's any Kli. Yeah, so let's see the whole round. Let's see. Adam Shemitma B'meis. Avokim Shenagu B'meis. Hein K'meis Atzmo. Ba'nogea Ba'en Nasa Avatuma. The Kelim Shenagu Ba'adam Shemitma B'meis. If you have Kelim that touch a person who touched the mace, so that person is what? An Avatuma? Now those Kelim touch the Avatuma? Or the Oba Adam Shenaga the Kegum Shenaga Mace, no good, that's the same thing. If the Kegum touch an Adam who touched not the mace, but Kegum Shenaga Mace, so the Kegum are now like the mace. So now you have, again, Kegum touching an Avatuma. How the Avatuma? So now the din of Chav Kecholo would also kick in. Chav Kecholo is not just that the Kri is like the Aviavos if it touches the mace, but Chav Kecholo means that the Kri is like whatever it touches. So if it touches a mace, it's like the mace. If it touches an Avatuma, why is he an Avatuma? Because he touched the mace, or he touched Keli, should not be mace. So now the Keli that touches that Avatuma is an Avatuma. And therefore, if it's an Avatuma, the din of that Keli is Tumim Tumas Shiva, Kada. Because that's the din for Tumim Mace, because Tumim Tumas Shiva. So the Keli is now a Tumim Mace. Says the Rav, Abba Kli Cheres, all this is Kalim, ordinary Kalim. And not and Kalim. Abba Kli Cheres, Ba'ochanu Mashin Shenagu, even Bemeis. Ein Nasim Avatuma. In other words, Ochanu Mashin Kli Cheres can never become an Avatuma. They can never become anything higher than a Risha. That's an important call to keep in mind. Kli Cheres can never be an Avatuma. And Ochel Mashi can never be an Avatuma, right? And also Ochel Mashkin can never be an Avatuma. So even touching a mace will not make it anything more than a Risha. That is one chilk of the Rav. A lot of this is in the Rash also. I just want to point out one thing though from the Rash. If you take a look ahead in the Rash, so the Rash starts from another perspective. You know, it depends on that machokas. The Rav doesn't even give any credence to the other side. The Rash says, "Tamim meis kizufalim bein adam bein kelim shenagul b'meis nasim avatuma. Whether adam or kelim become an avatuma chutz mikli matchis hanogim b'meis the nasim aviavos atuma." So the Rash is going now with the shita that only kli matchis becomes kecholo. So in which case, if it's not kli matchis, you could say that the Mishnah is talking about those kelim that touch the mace. That would be fine. Only avatum. Ufi masha farish. Rav Yitzchak misim point to say to Hashem b'reish olas da'abat tamei b'meis mil b'chol kelim. So then, sarach farish da'ach adak b'adam and agir b'meis ayiv lo b'kelim. Okay. The Gra, as you see in Eliyahu Rabbah, says L'chora that there's another Eitzah. Utamim Meis says the Gra, I'll tell you why it's Afil Kelim Shenidim Meis, and he's saying any Kelim, even the Kelim that are subject to Chev Kecholo. But it's still going to be fitting into the Mishnah. You know why? And what are they? If the mamish kli matchis or any kelim, but it becomes like the mace, even though what are they? They're avos satuma, kemeis atzmo. But nevertheless, it fits fine in the Mishnah, because still, ein metamin ela ben maga, kisher tzvishav chazer velo ben masa. It's not metamin masa, and not the ohel. And that's why it can fit perfectly in the Mishnah. V'hainu diktoni, lei gabi hanach temetami ben maga, v'chein ba'ohel metami. V'hainu diktoni seifa, that's why later in the Mishnah, a few Mishnahs ahead, it says, chama mikuan ha mace. So the Gra is saying against what we see in the Rav and the Rash, that a mace is mitami b'masa and b'shtumas ohel, and that would not be so by chayv kachol. Therefore, the Mishnah can be talking about a real chayv kachol case as well, which is an abiyavos ha-tumah that makes an abat tumah and still be considered part of the first Mishnah. It's only talking about mabes. So that's the machlokas, right? And the Rash and the Rabbis from Netzav. That were it to be a din of chayv kachol, then it would have the chum of mace as well, and then again the other things, tumas masav, tumas oer. Okay, then the Rav adds, the Rash also, another important nekuda here, that we're talking only by Yisrael. The Dafka Yisrael, not Savatumah, Shinaga B'meis. So Yisrael is Mekabel, this Tumas Meis, to be an Avatumah, Avalo Nachri. But a guy is not Mitamei as an Avatumah when he touches a Meis. Bechein Nefel, Shinoah Ben Shmona. So now, the Gemara, in the Gemara's times especially, they consider that Ben Shmona not to be viable. He's an eight-month born within the eighth month. So in a makabatum, another b'meis, because he's not considered to be viable. On the other hand, he's not kechai, not kemeis mamish either. He's not going to be metame kemeis until the mamish dies, but he's not going to be shayach to be chai by his makabatum. So that's why it's lo kechai, lo kemeis. In terms of the din of Yisrael versus a guy, the Rambam has a very sharp lashon when he explains that a guy is not metame Tumas Meis. The Rambam writes in Tumas Meis, in a Perek Aleph, in Halacha Yud Gimel, Ve'ena Goy Mitame. No, wait. Ve'ena Goy Mitame Ba'ohel. Yeah, this is the first part of the Halacha. Fine. V'chein ha-goy eino nasa tamei meis. That's what we're talking about now. Goy cannot become a tamei meis. Ela, goy she-naga b'meis. O nisa'o. O hehil olav. Whatever it might be that normally would transfer the tumah to the gavra. Harehu k'misha lo naga. It's like he didn't touch. It's nothing. L'maza dome, said the Rambam. L'behema she-naga b'meis. Oh, Hehila Alames. Where's the Rav Meirich Samash? Yeah. We say a guy is not Mitame Tumas Meis. The Ram goes on, finishes the halacha. He says it's not just halacha by Tumas Meis. The law by Tumas Meis, but Bada, Bechot Tumos, Kulan in a goyim, the law behema, Mistamin Bahem. Whatever the Tumah might be, a guy is not Mitame with those Tumas. Okay, we said that the Chacham may consider them a Zavim, that's a new halacha. But in terms of being Mekabel any Tumah, so Goy or Behema, they're not Mekabel Tumah. It's not just Tumas Meis. That's why the Masel Mitzora, we're going to, Mishnayot and Mitzora tell us, at the very beginning, by the Goyim, that a Goy is not Mitamei Mitzoras. It's interesting that there are Pesukim that we dash in, Adam, and the Tosi Yadda brings from one of them, Sparim, that the reason could be the same reason as this Rambam, that a guy is not Mekabel Tumah. Yeah, but why is the Rambam so much? When he talks about Meis, he's not coming to Meis, it's Kamisha Lo Naga, it's Lemazedomo Behema Shanaga B'Meis, Kamisha Lo Naga. Okay, he's not Mekab. And what if it's Kiyu Naga? But there's no Din Tumah. It could be as a Mafkamina. I think there's a Tosis like this. See it maybe. What would be as follows if the guy is touching the maze and someone is touching the guy at that time, at that second? So if it's Kamisha Naga, so you could say, so maybe that should be enough that the Tumah should go, oh, you're touching the guy who's, he does not be, the Halacha says he's not Tumah. But the Etzem, there's a Tumah that's coming to him. It's just that he's not going to become tummy. The din is such that meanwhile someone's touching him should become tummy. The Ram wants you to understand, no, it's Kamisha Lo Naga. It's nothing. It's inconsequential. He's not a carrier of tummy either. You have to be ma'achif here, obviously more develop it further, but definitely the Ram is getting at something. The Ram doesn't just add words for no reason. The Ram wants you to understand that the mahalach here, the lumdis of it, obviously, it must be negayat, that's it's important to note that it's ki'ilu like a behemoth, it's ki'ilu was go naga. If that's the case of Nes. Now the Rav discusses the next case. Mitzor me sfaro. What does it mean? Mitzor shehuchrat be'achad min hanegoyim. Huchrat means that it was pronounced that he was tamei, and that means he had considered to be, you know, all the halachas, the chum of mitzora, priya, prima, and he has to go through now the whole process of tahara. Now v'nisrafei. That's the first stage. What he had to bring the two birds, and they shechted one bird, and they dipped the other bird in the dam, and they sent it out, and teglachas, and then the yashav mechutz la'ol shavas yam, as the pasuk says, that now he has to be stationed another 7 days. Ubashmini maybe kabanosa. So that's what we're dealing with now. Bimei sfaro means these 7 days that the process has begun of rehabilitation, and he has to still bring the kabbanas on the 8th day. So during these 7 days, he's called the mesfaro. He's counting days. And during that period, mitamei adam. In other words, he's an avat tuma on the level of the lowest in the hierarchy of avos tuma, but he's mitamei adam. Adam, as it says, how do we know? How do we know that that's what he is now? The nema kibbutz begadim bimei chaluta, v'nem kibbutz begadim bimei sfaro. The lesson in the Torah is yuzik v'chibbutz begadav. Malahala mitami adam, afkan mitami adam. The makor of this drasha, the Rav is quoting, is Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Tes Amid Beis. It gets in the Derech Agav, but meanwhile you have a whole Amid Gemara that discusses how you know mitzvah mei sfaro is mitame, because it doesn't say mefurish in the pesukim. But it's a diuk from the fact that it says v'chibas begadav and it's gzeres shava. It says v'chibas begadav bimei chaluta. But it's still not going to be obviously the same, because it's lessened, so it's not going to be the same degree. Gumashal Moshav, other things like that, we'll see into the later levels that the Mishnahites are going to mention mitzvah mei chaluta. But this much we learn out. There's a shor Rambam here. The Rambam seems to go with a different drasha. The Gemara earlier in Havamina Ben Gemara mentioned something else, but then ends up with the reason of the Gzeres Shava. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras seems to quote a different reason in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis of Tumas Tzaras. Kol Shiva Sayam Ha'elu Adayin Hu Av HaTuma. Mitame adam mikelim b'maga ve'ena mitame b'masa. Sharehu omer v'hayu v'yam ha'shvi'i v'chibes es begadav. It says it should be on the 7th day v'chibes es begadav. V'lamed shahaya mitame begadav. V'keshem shahaya mitame begadav. B'maga kach mitame adam b'maga. If he has to wash his clothing, it means he's mitame begadav. It means he's touching the begadav. So he's mitame begadav b'masa, b'maga rather. The Ram ignores the reason that the Gemara says Maskana of the Gzeres Shava Chibas Begadav. It's a Shver Rambam. Yeah, so the truth is that sometimes you find in the Rambam like this. The Rambam will quote a reason which is not the Maskana of the Gemara, but it's easier. For the Rambam, he just quotes a reason, not even always the one that the Gemara ends up with. But still, obviously requires understanding. There are other cases like this. Ram deviates from the Gemara in terms of a mocker. Okay, the next case in the list, Umei Chatas She'en Bahem Kidei Hazaya. So that Umei Chatas is Mitame B'maga only if it's Ein Bahem Kidei Hazaya, as opposed to Yishvei Hazaya, that's Mitame B'masa too. Mitamo B'maga. It makes the person Tame B'maga. Meaning it's has that aspect, and also, as we'll see in the second Mishnah, that when you're Tam Masa, it's also means that the person who's no say the Tuma, so the Begadim he's wearing or touching become Tame as well. That's the second Chumrah, that's the Bechibas Begadav of no say. So there's two differences, right? We emphasize again Mishnah Beis between, you know, the points of Mishnah Aleph and the points of Mishnah Beis. when it's the masa, it's, and it's also mitami masa, it's also mitami the gadin at the same time. How do we know this? Tichsiv umazeh me'anidai chabes begadav. The one, so literally it says, the one who's sprinkling the me'anida is tamei chabes begadav. Ba'anogeb me'anidai tamara arif, and the one who touches. But lemaisa, even though it sounds from the words in the pasuk that the one who sprinkled the mechatef becomes tamei, that's the mitamei tahorim, it's simply not true. The one who actually does the sprinkling does not become tamei. He's doing that the Torah says he should be doing, that doesn't make him tamei. It says v'hizah ha-tohor ala tamei, it says in the pasuk. So it sounds like he's tohor even after the fact that he sprinkled. So how do you interpret the pasuk of umazeh me'anida? Rabbi Hussein Ramdu shahamazeh tohor. Again, because it says v'hizah ha-tohor ala tamei. So what's the pshat of umazeh me'anida chabis begadav? Rabbi Hussein Ramdu shahamazeh tohor. The Loba Kosov Elitin Shir Renose should serve Shir Ben Kedei Azoya. In other words, when is Yichabis Begadav? That when you're Nose, Yichabis Begadav, only if it's the Shir in it of Kedei Azoya, like it is Umaze. The Chir Kakosov Ben Maim Ramayim. Whether it's Kedei Azoya or not Kedei Azoya. Lomalach, Maim Sheish Ben Kedei Azoya, Mitame Adam, Mitame Begadav. Meaning he becomes a Rishon and they become a Sheni. Okay, this is what the Tosafot Yantif, why I spoke out before the Tosafot Yantif quoting from the Tosafot Anida. How do you know it doesn't mean Kipshut Umaze? So he quotes here the Tosafot points out because he's a Torah Latame Masmashu Torah Olam. Yeah, even though we have other drashas from the word of Torah, but in Muslims is also the case. There are other svaras he brings, also how you know that it can't mean kipshuta. The next part of the Mishnah, what does it say? So it's these avos, what are they again? Chazer over, what are they outside? Sheretz, Shechvazera, Tamimeis, Tamimeis, Tamimeisvaro, Mechatas, Shemek Diazaya. Five examples of Abbas Atumah, the lowest on the list. Metamin Adam Bekalim, the Maga. What else? Ukricheres Ba'avir. What is this about? Kricheres Ba'avir? Kishenafra Tumah, the Avir Kricheres. Like the case in the Torah is a Sheretz. The Tumah went into the Avir. It's not touching the walls, but it's in the area of the Avir. Bein naga bikri, bein lo naga, whether it touched it or not, but it's in the avi, that's what's important. Nitma kli. Doesn't have to touch the kli, the kli itself. But nevertheless, the kli is tummy, like it says, el tocha. The inaga tuma bikri mi bachutz, lo nitma binagiyazu. But if it's touching from the outside, so other kelim, it would be mitami by touching migabo. But not by kli cheres, tichsiv. The whole kli cheres, asher yipol mem el tocho. Yitma, mitocho mitma, ve'en yitma me'achorav. So that's the kral by kli cheres. It's mitamei, a special halacha, it's mitamei ba'avir. Unlike other kelim, has to touch it. And if other kelim touches it, migabo is certainly mitamei it, and kli cheres not. What would be if it was touching it from within? So pashtus, it's also in the avir, but no, it could be shayach, for example, in the rim, in the edge. So that's a ma'isa a shayach. It's a shayach machlokas. I mean, I remember who says what. It's not pashtus. Would you say that if it touches within, but it's not the avir, it's certainly metame. It's just megabo is not metame. Well, no, the only way it's metame is based on avir. So if it's not in the avir, it's just the fact that it's touching megabo, or not megabo, from the rim, that wouldn't be enough. From the Rav, hard to know for sure, the Russian Rav, he says, Bein Naga, Bein Lo Naga, Nitma Kli, but then Bein Naga Tuma Bikri Mi Bachutz. He jumps to that case. Why does the Mishnah have to bother telling me the fact that it's Mitami Kichere? Hey, Mitami, I think it came to Naga. Good, Kichere's Ba'avir is good, so that's another din of Kri. But like, why does it have to emphasize this separately? Like, shouldn't it be obvious? And Tam Yadim Gehem B'Maga, so Mnei Kichas B'Abba goes together. It sounds like there's a special chidush. So if you look at the bottom, the Mishnah Achrona, on the left side, he says an interesting point. He says, no, not Pashut at all. Mishim Dahani Eimet Tam and Elab B'Maga. After all these cases, these five cases, are only Tam B'Maga, they're limited in the scope of the tomb. Sakata Dechamina, Delo Metamu Ba'avir, Deleka Maga. Avir is not Maga, it's a different idea. Kamash Maran, Dahanami Maga who did Nogea Ba'avira. Interestingly, he plays it out. He says, the answer is, why is it Metamu Klicheres Ba'avir? Because it's also a gather of Maga.
Because only Klicheres.
That's correct. But the Maisa, if you're Bechal Tumas Maga, then that has application for Maga Mamish by Shar Kelim, and the Maga Klicheres is going to be Baviro. Maybe also Baviro, and also Migabo, not Migabo, I mean, maybe also from within, that's a suffix. Let's say for not, it's not going to, if it touches it, but what is the Negi of Klicheres? That's Mitami, Baviro. If it's Mitami, then Maga, then that carries over to Klicheres as well. And what would be the spara otherwise? What would you have thought? No. What is it? Not Maga Baviro. What is it? It's not Malgocha. If it's in the toch of the Klicheres, so Hecha Taisen that it has that Chumrah. It's Maga. That's Maga. This is not Maga. It's not touching. Rashi in Chumash said the Havamina, that maybe Pshat is Ki'il, it's touching everything. So it's Mitami the Pas, so that right away, Rashi says, oh, it's not that way. It's Mitami the Kri. And the pre is mitame the pasuk in it, which is therefore sheni. The pasuk would be a sheni, but that which it's mitame the kri is that a gather of nogea. If it's nogea ba'aviro, then the kri becomes tame. Or is it stam alacha? If it's in aviro, the kri becomes tame. It's an interesting thing. There's a Rambam by Zav that Mishkav Moshe has the following chiddush. Perek Ches Mishkav Moshe Halacha Dalid. Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid in the following case: a Zav sticks his hand or his feet, say he sticks a toe or he sticks a pinky into Avir Klicheres. Says the Rambam, Hoel v'lo naga bo mitocho v'lo hinido habezer tohor shin hanido v'kayotzeba metama le'evarim. The Rambam says, bottom line, if he sticks a part of his body into the avir klicheres, but didn't really touch it mitocho, didn't move it, so it wasn't a hesed of a zav, just stuck his pinky into the klicheres, it's not tummy. The Ravid says, "Zeinu mechuber etzli ki mi'achas she'aver mitami b'maga." Lama ena tanu tamei. Umasa ama ena nivim tamei le'evarim lo azu aderech nema. It's something else. That halacha the Ram is quoting, "Ena nida mitami le'evarim," mean piecemeal, part of your body. This is a gabi miska b'mosa. Let's imagine pasta nida yada or ragla. Olav, not that she lied down on the bed. She put a pinky on the bed. So that doesn't become Mishkav Hazav, Mishkav Hanida. Put a feet on the bed, on the chair. That's not, you have to sit on it. You have to sit on the entire bed or over the bed. But you have to put most of your body on it. That's what the Ravid says. That's the din. Shepasta, Nida, Yada, Ragulav, Eno, Tame, Elm, Kem, Nagabo, Naga, for sure, but let's say that's not Naga. The case I just gave you would be not Naga. In other words, a Naga is obviously going to be tummy because of Nagia. Let's say you have a cushion in between, so you touch that. So now, does the chair of the bed become Mishkav Moshav Hanida or Azav? The answer is no, because it's only if Nisbach Arov Kochalav. That's where we talk about Enim Tamale Varim. But in terms of Klicheres, I understand it's Mitami B'Maga, so this is also Maga. So, Chora, you look at this Ram and the Ravid, again, Lufamiyata, one begins to think in terms of this question that seems to play out in the Mishnah Achrona here. What's the gather of Tumas Klicheres? Me'aviro. The Ravid seems to see it very much like Maga. So magazav is metame. He can be touching with a finger. Touches something with a finger. He's metame. That thing he touched. So you stick your finger into the klicheres. So you metame klicheres. That's nageya. Nageya ba'avir. And the Rambam maybe would see differently. Rambam would see the din of avir klicheres not necessarily mitzad nageya ba'avir. It's a haluch. So that's what Rambam says. But it's only when the zav is inside, not a finger is inside. There's a lot here in this Rambam. There's a long Rav Chaim on this Rambam. There's a whole tumult about this. L'mashal, there's a whole tumult nachronim. What about a comparable case, not by a zav? Let's talk about a case of a tamei meis. Sticks his pinky into a klicheres. No. The pasuk pshat in the Mishnah. What's the case of a Mishnah? It says any of these five, the tamei klicheres b'maga, ba'avir. No, so then's a tamei meis. But it says, what did he put in? Pashto if he put a pinky in, right? So, I think Rav Chaim takes for granted the Rambam only spoke about a zav. By others, in a chinami, they'd stick their finger in the tummy. Other achron, the arsameach, and others take this idea even beyond zav. The magal klicheres, or avir klicheres, with an etzba would not be enough. How are they going to learn this Mishnah? To think about a strange mitzvah, a chveis, a tamim meis, which fits into a klicheres, you know, baby, a chveis, I don't know, it's hard to imagine.
Anything. How can you do a klicheres?
Mitzora? No, sheretz is good, sheretz is easy, sheretz can be another klicheres. Shechlezera,
kedash.
Yeah, so it's dangling in the klicheres.
So we put it in.
Yeah, it's fine, but you just put on a string, a chveis, and now it's another klicheres. The Sheikh was there as a small shia, a dasha, that's fine, that fits. Tummy mace, I don't know. Pashtas only means a piece of the person, a little part of the person. Mitzorah the same. Mechatas is again easy. So what about mitzorah? What about tummy mace? So this is a big tumult. Once you start being ma'ay in these inyanim, there's a lot of rage about this. Again, this is the round. I'm giving you my makomas. I'm not obviously not delving into it on that level, but take it to the next step. We just want to get your deas for the most part. Here and there will be, you know, chance to just be aware of larger and yonim. This is an important Rambam. There is a one with Chaim on this Rambam. Mishka Vamoshev. This much I'll tell you. If Chaim takes for granted, the Rambam is saying it only by Zav. L'maisa the Or Sameach argues. He says the Rambam said it by others as well. An etzban klicheres will not be metameh ba'avir. Again, the case of our Mishnah, you have to figure out some mitzvahs where the whole person is in the klicheres.
So Mishnah have to be saying that category applies to all the cases of our Mishnah
until now? You mean yesh ben, you mean make it easy. Habeyo metame klicheres, meaning, yeah, you're saying the easy way out. In a chinami. It could be that's how they'll learn it. Yeah, it's probably better to say what you're saying. What I'm saying is very strange, ukimta. In principle, it would be true, but you can't really usually find them in seas, but it means the other cases, three out of the five. Yeah, the yesod is like this. What they're saying is, by nogeya, the pshat is the... Or by no say, you are, the entire person is doing it. Masha'ekin by klicheres, it's just the finger that's in there. So that's not good enough. You have to, the gadra, the whole tumma has to be in there. Masha'ekin, if you're normally nogea with something, you can nogea with a little finger. Who's nogea? The finger's nogea. The whole person's nogea. No, but if you hold that the gather of the other klicheres is like nogea, it should be no different. And that's again the sense that you would get from reading the Vayavid. That it's no different because it's the same thing. It's geir ba'avir. The way the Mishnah Achrona sets it up, it's like that. It's like kamash malon. Why is it the Mishnah telling you that? Because it's like no geir ba'avir. What would you have thought? It's a new halacha. So then maybe that only time the maga, not the avir klicheres. The Mishnah finishes by saying the inam time in the masa. So the Rav explains the kohanach avos hatuma dechshivi hacha. All these five cases. Sibu hanogeya. It only says nogeya there. It's all it says. Below, sibu hanose. It never says nose there. So there's no din of tumas masa. That's the five over here. That the maga, not the masa. That's the Mishnah. I just mentioned it, you know, since you're holding by Shavuos, you know, just you know, you should know that these inyanim come up in sugis and Shabbos, as I alluded to before. The Shabbat is Machokis, Rav Yossi, and the Rabbanan. When was the Torah given? On Vav Sivan or on Zayin Sivan? The Gemara works out the chronology according to both of them. But the Gemara works out that according to, even though it says in the Pasuk Shlosos Yamin, And then it says, originally it says Gishloshes Yamim Leyom HaShlishi, then it says Gishloshes Yamim. Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that originally the plan was in the Hanami to give it on Vav Sivan, which was Friday according to his Cheshbon. Most Rabbeinu added a day. But anyway, a lot of this depends on how it starts off in the Mishnah earlier in Daf Pei Vav, on a Machogis V'Nogeh Tuma, a Poet Sheikh Vazera, and up to what, how many time, up to how much is it still considered Tameh, in the Tameh, that's just an interesting idea. The Rabban Avraham has a famous Kasha, probably you've heard one time or another, that how do we say Zman Matan Torasenu on Vav Sivan, when Chol Paschal Rabbi Yossi, the B'zayin B'sivan in Torah, because in the Machlokes in Nida, we actually hold Rabbi Yossi. We got the distributed Poletas Sheikh Vazel, Rabbi Yossi. So it doesn't stim, the halacha is Rabbi Yossi, and yet we say Zman Matan Torasenu on Vav Sivan. Yeah, so there's a lot of nice dvush to answer that kasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give it on Vav Sivan, Zman Matan Torasenu, and so on. Then the other thing I'll mention is the Biskei Rav and Chumash. Just has a beautiful understanding of what goes on in the parasha, the parasha of Yisro. Originally, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Bavur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Imach, that they will hear me talking to you. And then the way that Rashi brings from Chazal, Vayagid Moshe Sdivi Anel Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu came back, and what did he say? He said, the Kal Yisro said, we don't want that. It's an interesting Malkeinu, we want to hear from you directly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if that's the case, then here's what you have to do, and that's when Hashem introduces the mitzvahs of Hagdolah and Prisha. So, the Biskei Rav explains that what changed was that initially, Matan Torah would have been more that Kali Yisrael were spectators. They would be observing the dialogue or HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe and giving the Torah. But they insisted that they wanted to be the direct recipients of the Torah. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu required them to be Polish for 3 days, and Hagdolah, all of that came into being because of the fact that there was to be a new plan in the way Matan Torah was to be given. So he points out a number of distinctions. So one of them is Negeah, the Inyan of Tumah V'Tahara, and that's the Inyan of Abal Keri. The Biskei Rav brings from Tosis in Brachis. Tosis points out that Hirur, the Shalom Dugma, Hirur Kidibur Dami or not Kidibur Dami. That's the Shalom Brachis, Daf Chaf. Tosis points out, even if you say, like it's sad that Hirur Kidibur Dami, that you could be Yotzei as a Kriya Shema Brachis with Hirur, that you Yotzei, but it's not the Inyan Kidibur Dami, the Inyan that a Balkeri would be Asa Laharher. Balkeri's Gemara Hazir is Asa Lidibur Torah. That was why they were Mekhtakin Tvila for Balkeri. So Tosu says it's not Kidibur Dami, the Inyan Balkeri Asa Laharher, Kid Ashkakan de Sinai. The Hayusham Dibur, Vayitzvichim Litvo, Afal Pisha Yishoskin Shamea Kaona. So Tosu explains that there was considered Dibur. And that's why they needed Tefillah. Were it not Kedibur, they wouldn't have needed Tefillah, because Balkeri is not Asa Lahara, even though here Kedibur does. But Tosu points out that what you had there was the need to be Tovel, because of the fact that they were medaber divrei Torah. How are they medaber divrei Torah? The answer is because they were shosek and shomer ka'ona. So their shemia is considered a dibur, and that's what required tefillah. Says the Biskei Rav, that halacha, that they had to now be polished for 3 days, they shouldn't be considered balikari, was a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreeing to the new motto that would be direct communication to them. Were it to be Kali Yisrael listening in on Kadosh Baruch Hu's conversation with Moshe, that's not Shemir Kaona. That's just listening to a conversation. So that would be Mamish here Kedibur Achveis, and that would not be enough to necessitate Tevila, as Tosa says. Even if here Kedibur Dami, but that's not, does not mean that the Balkeri is Asa Lahaya. The Teretz says, but this is more than that. This is Klal Yisrael is learning Torah directly from the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Either didn't move their lips, but the Shemei Ka'on is considered a dibur. But that's because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is talking to them. So I'm talking to you, and you're Shemei Ka'on. That's like we're speaking. That's why you need a tefillah. And that is one of the things that changed when Klal Yisrael insisted with sending the Yisrael Smalkeinu. And the Biskei Rav goes on beautifully and says, what else changed was a number of things. One of the things he points out is it says in the Pasuk, Hayu Nechonim, L'Shoshef Yom Al-Tik Shur Elisha. So what's the meaning of the word Nechonim? It says Al-Tik Shur Elisha, so what's Hayu Nechonim? So Rashi actually seems to learn that it's one thing. Hayu Nechonim L'Shoshef Yomim, how so? By being Polish from your wives. This is a chora, a machokes, Rashi and Tosis, although the Biskop doesn't quote it, but in Beya, and that's Hey on the Days, it seems to be a machokes, Rashi and Tosis. The Shaila in terms of Sugi over there, Dabasha Beminyan, whether you need to retract, you need a formal, another enactment to cancel the old, and what about if you have a case of Haramus Uzman, where specifically the original Isser was defined as being time bound for a particular period of time, does that also require a minyan ratiro when the time elapses? So Tosis brings that some thought yes, and then the problem is then why would you and the chora that would be the issue over here. The Gemara brings in the question over here of being you see the Tosis in basically without getting I like to get involved with the details. You look in their Tosis. Lemaisa, the Biskei Rav says that's not the pshat in the words Hayu Nechonim. The Haraya, Moshe Rabbeinu was already Polish from Tzipor away, from the time of now of Matan Torah, and never took her back. And then it says in Parshas Kisisa by Luchos Shnios, Hayu Nechonim Naboke. So what does it mean Hayu Nechonim Naboke? You should be Polish Meisha. So according to those who learn that Hayu Nechonim is Meisha, you have to say, here it means one thing, there it means something else. Rashi says, "Near Bezuma, be ready." The Biskei Rav says, it's one idea. What's the meaning of Hayu Nechonim? You have to understand that you'll be Mekabel Pnei Shechina requires mental preparation. Mental preparation, you can't just let it happen. You have to anticipate it, you have to recognize that this is what's going to happen. That's Hayu Nechonim. Prepare yourself mentally for this encounter with the Shechina. That's a special kiyum in its own right. That was nischadish now. What it to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe Rabbeinu and we were simply eavesdropping or welcome spectators. Fine. So then we can just show up a second before the show starts and we can watch the show. If we are acting, or we are part of the process, then we have to be preparing for this experience. That's a special mitzvah as well. Another thing that was nischadish for Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina was the Chibsu Simrosa. Now here we're talking in our inyan of Chibsu Simrosa in the sense of Tuma. There was a Havamina in the Gemara in Yevamis to learn out that a ger needs Tevila and Kal Yisrael the Chibsu Simrosa. But the Gemara's Docha that Chibsu Simrosa means Mistam, they also have to be Togo. The begadim needs tevila. Certainly, you need tevila. So you see, a ger needs tevila. The gemara's doch. No, chibsus simrosa means something else. It means a nikiyos bi'alma. In other words, Rashi says here in Yevamis, Mevav, you should have nice, clean, white clothing with kapnei shechina, because for such an event, you have to have proper clothing. Make sure they're nice and clean, freshly laundered. You bring your suit to the cleaners for an event like this for Matan Torah. So says the Biskei Rav, this is only necessary as part of the new model of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu to speak to them. If it was just them listening in, no, then maybe they wouldn't have to get a freshly laundered clothing. Says the Biskei Rav, a beautiful thing. All of these nekudos, these aspects that you see when the Chavish of Matan Torah, because Matan Torah was the way that the Kali Yisrael insisted that it should be, and Kadosh Baruch Hu was masking, sending the words to Smalkeinu, so it was to be a Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, so it required them, as we said, besides the fact that they had to go through the Tefillah, because it'd be like about, otherwise they had to have the Prisha Me'isha, they also needed nice clothing, they had to have a mental anticipation for this event. This is also what we find by Shabbos. The Rambam in Perek Lamed Hilchos Shabbos talks about the experience of an Erev Shabbos, which we call Kavod Shabbos. Part of Kavod Shabbos, says the Rambam, is to be Yoshe B'Kavod Rosh Miyachal Akbos Pnei Shechina K'moshe Yotzei Kras HaMelech. That means to say that there's an Indian of Hayu Nechonim, that you don't just simply find yourself in Shabbos, but there had to be a sense of actively waiting for Shabbos. That's like you have by Matan Torah. And also, that's the inyan of Hayu Nechonim. And also, the inyan of changing your clothing before Shabbos, same idea. And finally, he brings the very fact that there's also the Gemara that they used to go out. Chanina said, let's go out. You find here as well. Vayotz Moshe Sa'am request, I will give him the machna, they actually went out to Mekabel Torah. So this is an important idea, especially a day like Shavuos, which is mamish, you know, in a certain way, a reenacting of Kabbalah and Torah, certainly requires the proper achana that really is every Shabbos, but certainly the inyan of Kabbalah and Shechina in our own way requires this proper achana. So we should be able to make a proper achana. We have a long enough day, I think, to do that. Yeah, it's never long enough, right? But nice, it's as long as it can get, pretty close to that. And we should be zochta and cover the Torah b'simcha, Yetzer Hashem, and b'tahara, and like he says, chayiv l'tayis hafim b'rego, which is tahara in every respect. Yetzer Hashem, hope to see everybody again, Yetzer Hashem, next week on Monday. Good.
Yeah, so I'll put it on. Thank you so much. It's been too long.